I know you haven't been here too long, but have you noticed how the intensity's picked up, especially on the defensive side with his addition?
Yeah, you mean as far as Darby?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good fit. It's a good fit for him. I mean, obviously, he's a man corner. He's at his best when you put him out there, let him cover his guy and do things like that. I don't know how well. I'm pretty sure he could have got it done in Buffalo with the zone scheme, the cover three scheme, but it's a better fit for him. I mean, you put him out there, tell him get his guy. I mean, it definitely helped. I mean, whenever you bring a guy like Darby, obviously everyone else have to pick their game up, especially if you're a defensive back. So now you're like, okay, I got to compete. I got to do this, got to do that. You want to make the plays. And I mean, but it'll pick everybody up, and I'm pretty sure that's what it's done so far, and it'll continue to do that.
How's the gelling process going with you and the safeties, with Rodney and Malcolm in the backfield?
It's cool, man. See, well, I'm lucky. It's a great group of guys here. I mean, this whole locker room is like that, to be honest with you. I mean, sometimes you hear about some of the locker rooms at different places and things like that, and you never know what to expect.
Did you ever experience that?
A bad locker room?
Yeah.
No. Okay. See, I've been fortunate. When I was in Chicago, Baltimore, and in Buffalo, I've never had no bad locker rooms. I heard about some of the situations in different places. I've been fortunate. I've been in great locker rooms throughout my career. So I'm just thankful that this was a great locker room, that I came here. Everybody welcomed you. Everybody introducing themselves and things like that. I mean, it's the little things you look at, and you already know from the beginning whether or not it's a good locker room or it's a bad vibe.